Page 113. Activity 2.
In February 2018, 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz entered Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, carrying a semi-automatic rifle. He killed 14 pupils and 3 members of the staff. In the aftermath of one of the worst mass school shootings in recent history, students from the school used social media to organize what became a global, youth-led movement campaigning for stricter gun laws in America. But how did it start, and why did they decide to use social media? Cameron Caskey, a student who survived the attack, started posting messages on Facebook to express his anger and concern about the situation. The social media posts led to an invitation from CNN to write an op-ed, which led to televised interviews in the course of the day. He and a group of friends launched a new Facebook page just before midnight on February 15th. Jacqueline Korn, another survivor and junior class president at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, decided to write on her Instagram, "Please contact your local and state representatives, as we must have stricter gun laws immediately." Thanks to social media, students organized rallies calling for greater restrictions on semi-automatic guns. And a bill was passed in Florida. It introduced a 3-day waiting period on all gun purchases and raised the minimum age for buying automatic weapons from 18 to 21. They said they had chosen social media to reach more people, but also because they are the generation who grew up with social media, and it seemed normal to use it to raise awareness. Besides, according to them, social media allows them to keep the pressure on. They can keep fighting, whereas the news media gets bored with one story and goes to the next one. Do you think social media can help make a difference? Give us your opinion on Twitter or Facebook.